Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's going to be with us any second now. I think we're getting him lined up here any second now. I think he's just been in the green room, and he's been enjoying the food in the green room. We've got so many cool guests there in the green room. I think that's why he's a little bit late. He's the author of Hug Your Customers. He's the guy that teaches us how to take care of our customers. Are you there, Jack?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I feel great, Jim. Top of the morning to you and all your guests.
It's good to have you here. I was just telling the audience that you were might be a little late because you were having so much fun in the green room.
How are you and your family and everybody's out there in the wonderful part of the United States?
Everybody's doing great. And Jack, first I want to do is I want to congratulate you. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you guys have made a new acquisition, haven't you?
Yes, we're merging with the store in Long Island, actually buying the store. We like to think merging, Jim, it's the hugging way, as you know.
Exactly.
And so we're very excited about it. So we have another store that is added to our Mitchell Richards business here in Connecticut.
This is a family-owned, 50-plus-year-owned family business in the tri-state area. Mitchell's started out, what was it, 1940s?
1958, actually, Jim.
58,
my dad was a commuter from Westport, Connecticut, which is about an hour from New York City, and when he was 53 years old with my mom, and we started, you know, a mom-and-pop business, just three suits and a dream and a coffee pot, and that's the way we like to think of our customers, the small business way, you know, one customer at a time.
That's right.
And that's what we do, and we have fun doing it. And we have, I understand Bob Dillenschneider was on an early
right,
earlier
he was
part
on
of,
earlier in the hour. Exactly.
Bob is just, in the show. He and Jan and their family and their business, they, you know, people like Bob have helped us grow because rather than schlep to New York City, they like to do it in their hometowns, you know?
Exactly. Well, and it started out as Mitchell's, and then what? Within the last 5 or 6 years, you added Richards?
Yes, we bought, which we actually another acquired local Richards. Would you believe now it's 10 years, how time flies, 10
wow.
years ago. And we kept the name because the equity in the brand, if you will. I mean, Richards was the, and still is, the dominant men's store in this area. I happened to be at Richards this morning. And then we added Women's Wear 5 years ago when we built a new building, but the business itself, we just moved across the street. So it's, you know, it's what's happening, I think, all over America. People that are coming back again and the family businesses,
mm-hmm.
The smaller ones that have a dream to grow, but grow prudently. And, you know, to really just take care of their customers. As you know, I call it hugging your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's getting to know them on a personalized basis.
Well,
that's
what
how
was
built
it,
the business.
What was it that you liked about the new acquisition, Marsh on Long Island? Was it strategic geographically? Did they have to match up with your did they have to run a business that you felt that the customers appreciated about them, that you wanted to make sure that you could acquire? What was it about that you liked about it?
Yeah, both of those points, of course. The culture itself of Marsh's, again, 80 years, actually, third-generation family business. They've been there for that amount of time in Huntington, Long Island, which is on the north shore of Long Island. And they really wanted to grow, but they have been challenged because they really didn't understand how to use technology, how to use all that great stuff that IBM has helped us with
mm-hmm.
over the years to really grow the business. So very much the same model as we had here at Richards 10 years ago, where they had a great business, they knew all their customers, but they really couldn't remember, is it Jim, you know, is it James, is he a 42 regular?
They had the information.
Thought they knew, but they really didn't. And now we have a way to put it in, you know, technology hugs by putting the information in, and they'll just continue to service the customer, and
it's
then all
not,
of a sudden you grow and you have more selection.
It's not enough just to have to know the information. You got to be able to manage the information, don't you?
You bet. Yeah, absolutely. It's data is one thing, and then using the information. If the mindset is the same as you've always done in your business, but you just need more. You can't remember everything. You use the information to service the customers better, or to buy better inventory, or to watch the turn rate, or do your cash flow projections. It's using the data and putting it into a format that's easy and simple for mm-hmm. even grandfathers like myself to be able to use to serve your customers.
Well, you know,
so
Jack,
that's what we've been able to do, and I know we're going to be able to do it. We're already up. I think it's about 14% since we bought the store back in August.
Yeah. Well, Jack, I know that company with 80 years of history is going to have some pretty embedded culture, as you mentioned, as you said earlier, down there. How do you take the best of what they have and install the best of Mitchell Richards down there?
Well, the most important thing we're doing now, Jim, is to really listen to the great people that work there. I mean, we knew that already because we had, of course, been talking with the owners, the Marsh family, for over a year about their people. We actually had met one or two of them quietly on the side, and we determined that they really have the people that are really the mindset, the hugging mindset to service their customers. So we're going to build on that, and then we may change. If it works, we may change some nuances, again, of how they use the technology. We will be renovating the entire store starting in January to make it, just to update it, to make it mm-hmm. easier for the customers to shop, to put a new face on the store, because that'll say to the community. Also, the marketing ideas, we already sent out our image piece that I know you've seen, too. We had a special one
beautiful.
For Marsh's. We printed, I don't know, like 80,000 of those and put them into the Long Island area, right where centered around Marsh's. We went down to the railroad station, like we do here in Greenwich and Westport. We go to the railroad station. People are always amazed, and we slip them in the we buy the New York Times from the people, so that's they sell out their New York Times, and then we put the at the train station. We put the image piece in the Times and hand it to the commuters who have to ride that.
What a great idea! What a great idea! So you buy up all the New York Times, put your image piece in the middle like an insert, and then give it away.
Exactly.
That's so smart.
And you'd be surprised when you're there, you know, and you have the owners there and the people that they say, what is it? They're running for governor or running for mayor or something. No, we're just clothiers, but we want to listen to you. And then, of course, when they get on the train, they open the New York Times and it sort of plops out on their lap. And then we're doing those things, thank you note reports. We're calling our customers. So we're putting but we're going slowly. I mean, it sounds like we're going fast, but we're really going slowly.
Hold on to that.
Listen and learn from them, and then
hold on to that thought, Jack. When they ask you what are you running for, tell them you're running for their business. It's
we're not bashful about that.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be right back with me, and the book is called Hug Your Customers. It's still available wherever books are sold, and I certainly recommend it to you.
Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness, and fall beneath the weight, circling the nexus.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Dan Fogelberg, by the way. A song is called The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. It's a good one, too. Jack Mitchell is a good one, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our good friends, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. The smartest guy I know when it comes to just loving your customers up within an inch of their lives. He hugs them. He hugs them. He doesn't let them go. When they, you know, your customers are sort of like the people in the song, like the Hotel California in the Eagles song.
Yep.
They can check out anytime they want, but they can never leave. You don't let them leave.
No, that's, you know, obviously hugging is a metaphor, Jim, as you well know, because I mean, some people think it's all about just, you know, these bear hugs, and we do bear hug our customers, you know, but Bob Silverstein is a big guy. It's hard to hug Bob, you know, you get your arms around him. But once you get your arms around him, you know, in terms of a metaphor, I mean, Bob, who he is a bear hugger, but, and so are you, but it really is those little tiny, simple, caring acts that we all do every day, you know, in our lives to somebody. If you can take that passion and personalization and positive energy and focus it on your customers, and that's the most important thing. And then, by the way, you sell computers, or by the way, you sell, you know, clothes or whatever, or books or whatever you're selling. then it just makes it a huge difference. And people, in this great day of all this mass, you know, media and all this, you know, people just, wow, these people at Richards or Mitchell's, you know, they're nice people. I think I'm going to come back here and shop again. That's what they say. And it's all about getting, you know, my next book is going to be Hug Your Huggers. It's how do we hug our associates? How do we hug our employees? How do we stay close to them so that, like, I went to a wedding last night of a young lady who's been working with us, Jim, for 15 years. She's only 29 years old.
Wow.
She started when she was 15 or 16. She's one of our senior buyers now. She speaks Italian. She speaks Spanish. She just married a gentleman from Venezuela, a doctor who she met, you know, in mm-hmm. Connecticut. And she, Chris, you know, she's absolutely fantastic, and she's on the floor. She's in the community. Her dad had a senior position, is retired now. Her mom works for some volunteer people here in a major way, is a writer herself. Anyway, it was so thrilling, and we had probably, I'd say, you know, a tenth of the people at the wedding were from the store. She invited mm-hmm. all the people at her wedding.
Was her family, and that's
family, right?
It's the family environment. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear Jack speaking, this, you know, this is real. The thing that the way he feels and the way I've been in his store before, ladies and gentlemen, I've known
Thank
Jack for a while. I've met a number of his people, and I left a little money there too, by the way. But the thing is that this is real. And if you would like to get your company to the point where you say, you know what, I don't care what the big box companies do. Let them do what they want. I got
right.
plenty of business. If you want to be where you don't care what competitor moves into your area, if you want to be where you say, you know what, I got customers lined up coming out my door, you need to get some of what Jack has and what he and his family has created. And you can do that, by the way, if you read his book, Hug Your Customers, you'll be able to accomplish some of that. You just don't let the customers, you make sure that whatever they want, they get.
Exactly, Jimmy. You know, I'm very reluctant to just, you know, promote the book, but because you've done that so well. But I have the most thrilling part, and you know this from your book, and now I understand you have another one, which is going to be fantastic, is that when people email you or call you or you hear about people that you've touched because of something you've done, and they're using some of your ideas to make their lives and their businesses better and more profitable, it really feels great. You know, I mean, it's
especially
just,
when some of them are your customers, and because they read your book and they're more successful.
Yeah.
They can buy more clothes, right, Jack?
Well, that's true. That happens, too. You know, my brother Bill, Jim, who I think you met, anyway, he's a world-class hugger.
Yeah.
He did a speech the other day for the some of the judges in the judicial meeting. They had some meeting of all the judges here in Connecticut and with the Supreme Court these days, right? So it's all in our minds. And would you believe they all had Hug Your Customers? I mean, my book is – I wrote it, but it's all about our family, my brother and my family. Anyway, they all had it, and they all brought copies back here for me to personalize. The judges, because think of it, when the judge makes a decision, let's say it's not an earth-shaking one, you win, and the times they lose, right?
Yep.
So he's
yep.
got to do it so that the idea is that everybody leaves his courthouse or her courthouse feeling that there was a fair, open, honest decision. Just, you know, and so they wanted to know, how could they do this in a way that made them feel better? How did the attorneys feel better? All
mm-hmm.
the people, I mean, it was unbelievable. Bill was so excited to tell me about this. I was thrilled.
Jack,
give us
the website for the book, please.
What's that?
The website for the book?
It's hugyourcustomers.com.
You can find out more about the book. You can buy it there. Also, you can get it wherever books are sold. Jack,
I love you know, plugging the small independent book stores that are throughout the country.
Absolutely.
But, of course, you can buy it on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble.
They will order it for you if they don't have it. Jack,
exactly.
I got less than a minute. I want to tell us, I've met a lot of your long-term employees. You've been in business now almost 50 years.
Right.
What do you know what the average tenure of your employees is?
I don't know the average because, of course, we hire new ones as we grow. But I can assure you, Dominic Condaleo, our master fitter in Westport, 45 years.
I met
Frank
him.
Frank Galaggi here in Greenwich, 40 years. Tullio, who's the head fitter here in Greenwich, 33 years. Jeff Kozak, who manages the store in Greenwich, 27 years. So the average is probably close to 15.
I was going to say in the high teens, probably. And
very rarely lose anyone.
All the young people. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for all of us.
Thank you, Jim, very, very much. Best to your whole gang.
Yeah, Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. You need to check this book out. I promise you, it will make a difference. 29 after, right back with our good buddy Tim Berry, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Well,
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.